This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. I'm Holly from Community Waikato. Great to have you with us today, and great to have in the studio with me two beautiful women. We've got DJ and Heidi. This is a little bit of a different conversation from some of the ones we normally have, and it started with a conversation I had with you, DJ. Welcome.
Thank you.
DJ is my hairdresser, and so I've been going to colours for many years now, actually. Actually, it might even be in the decades, to be honest.
Brilliant.
So,
brilliant.
Been there a long time. And then just randomly, we were having a conversation, and you're quite aware of my work in the community sector.
Yes.
And you started sharing a story with me about your amazing relationship with True Colours. And so that's what we're here to talk about today, the connection that Colours has with True Colours,
and
the work that you guys have been doing. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you
for sharing the story with me. And should we start with where it all started? Like, let us know a little bit about what has gone on with you guys.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Heidi. Holly. So I'm a hairdresser, 48 years, and I bought Colours Hair Company 12 years ago in Hamilton. Before that, I worked for L'Oreal. And when I was working for L'Oreal, they did this thing every year called Citizen Day, where around the world they completely stop their whole company and they go and give back to the community in different ways. And I just loved doing that. So when I bought the salon, it was like I really wanted to carry on doing that. And so with my first team, when I bought the salon, I said, how about it, guys? Do you want to do it? And they were an automatic yes. So then it was like, okay, how shall we do it? And so I went out and started interviewing different charities because we wanted to impact our own community.
Mm.
And so we wanted to find a charity that was in the Waikato and looked after Waikato people. And when I met Cynthia Ward, who was the CEO before Heidi, I just fell in love with her and the team, and I just loved what they did.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was the connection there. There's also the kind of the play on words, their True Colours, and we're Colours Hair Company. Yeah. As well.
Yes.
So there was that little play on words as well.
Lovely
but,
fit.
You know, that's how it all kind of started. Cynthia and I sat down in the office and thought, well, how are we going to do this? Because we could work for a day and give True Colours some money, but we wanted to touch these people. And Cynthia and I came up with the idea of doing a pamper day.
Yeah.
But for those of you that don't know about the True Colours Children's Health Trust, Heidi, do you want to talk about what you guys do and what I fell in love with?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, Cynthia is our founder and, was the CEO, and I took over from her in June. So True Colours was set up to support children with a serious health condition and their families throughout the greater Waikato. So, in essence, at the core of every family that comes to us as a child with a chronic, lifelong or life-limiting health condition. Increasingly over the years, actually, we also do a lot of work up in the newborn unit, so up at NICU when there's been a premature birth. And so our support for families, it varies, but it could start as early as a 20-week scan where a medical condition has been picked up.
Mm.
And then we just come in and wrap around that whole family. And, yeah, when there's a child with a serious health condition, we support not just them, but we support their parents, their siblings. And we do that for free for as long as they need us.
And what does support mean, though? What does that look like?
So support from True Colours is, in essence, counselling and nursing support. So they get really good medical care up at the hospital, but we also knew that they needed psychosocial support. You know, there's so many stresses on a family when there is a child with a serious health condition. So it's not just, so it's learning to, I suppose, deal with hospital life. Financially, it impacts them. Often a parent has to give up work. It can affect relationships. You know, there's all the worry for their child. If you're a sibling, there's it's a different kind of support, obviously, but they worry about their siblings. They worry that they might get the same thing. They worry their sibling might die. And then, unfortunately, when a child does die, we do bereavement support as well. Mm. And we'll wrap around a family, however that looks for that family, for as long as it takes. So, yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty cool service.
It's amazing.
I'm a little bit biased, but but it's pretty cool. Yeah. So yeah. I've actually volunteered there since 2010 and then started working there 4 years ago and then I've taken over from Cynthia. So I've always been hyper aware of Colours Pamper Day. And obviously when I started in 2021 full time, something that we do annually and it's become a little, you know, a regular thing on our calendar that we look forward to. A couple of our team members are always there on the day as well, supporting DJ and her team. So sometimes the mamas that turn up there might have a child with them or a baby. So so some of my team quite like it because they get to be baby holders for the day and we can entertain the child. And then DJ and her team, look after the mums, which is amazing.
So how do you put the call out to the mums for this?
So generally speaking, DJ and I liaise around.
And I am going to ask about dads and kids, like find out if there's, so carry on.
Yeah. Okay. So essentially we come up with a date. So DJ works on that with her team.
Mm-hmm. We make a little flyer and then that's.
And then it goes out. And obviously DJ, you can talk more about this in a second, but it's done on a Monday, and that is a day that Colours is typically closed, isn't it? So your staff, the Colours staff actually give up their day to.
So does your team actually volunteer their time for this, or do you pay them?
No.
It's all volunteers.
Everyone gives up their time for free.
It's amazing.
And it's the thing is, it's not just the staff that do it, because we have clients. I have one client that's only missed 1 year in 12 years, and she comes in and she massages hands and paints fingernails. I have one client that takes a day off work, and then another client that comes down from Auckland to do it.
Wow.
So other people will come in and just bring a plate of food, and there's businesses and things as well that support us too, so... Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. I love that. How many women are we talking? And is it just women?
Yeah, so it is. This is a day for mums. And I guess, these mums, and I know that we can talk about dads a little bit later and maybe that's where the call out, where we can get into that later. But these mums are, often give up everything to look after an unwell child, and looking after themselves falls right to the bottom of their list.
Yeah.
So our team will, generally speaking, we send it out to all the mums. If they're under our care, they can put their hand up to attend.
Yeah.
It is first in, first served, and, there's only so many hours in the day. So I think we had about 30 people at the last one.
Yeah. That's a lot, eh?
Yeah, it is a lot. So that's a lot of haircuts and a lot of personal care given to, and attention given to a mum that doesn't often have any. Mm. And it might be a year or two since I've even had a haircut. It seems like a really simple thing. Most of us take for granted that we have the capacity to ring up and make an appointment, but sometimes the mums that we support just don't. Yeah.
And it's not just the haircut. Like, I imagine everybody raves about that moment where you get the massage when your hair washed.
Yeah.
Can I describe for you what the day's like?
Yeah, I would love that.
So imagine what we do is on the front door we put this welcoming note with a big heart going, welcome, True Colours Mums. And it can be a little bit intimidating because you imagine we've got five stylists, we've got we had five helpers, you've got True Colours Mums. They come into this space where there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And so we choose our music carefully and things like that as well. We want them to feel really welcoming. So when they walk in, it's always a great reading and taking them through to a slightly quieter room where there's a couch and stuff like that. The stylist will go talk to them. They come through. We have them shampooed by someone, so shampoo with a lovely head massage. Mm. And some of these mums, you have to get, they haven't had a haircut for 1 or 2 years. They haven't thought about them. They've been so busy giving. And I've had the experience where I've been doing a mum and I see there's tears rolling down her face and she's got her head forward. And I'll get her some tissues and I'll go, "You okay?" And she said to me, "I can't believe that you guys think about us." You know, it's like such a tear-jerking day, honestly. And so when they get their hair done, then someone will come along and massage their hands or paint their nails, and we've got this yummy food. And so the cafe across the road, Plus 91, they give us food.
Great cafe too.
Yeah, it is. And they donate food every year. So there's food passed around, and they'll get coffee or a cup of tea. And so it's, we want them to feel really looked after and pampered. And if they have a child, then the True Colours team are on the other side. So we try to separate it off so they can actually step away and have that moment, you know, just for them. And then when they're finished, what we do is we have a chair set up on the other side that we have a red carpet that leads up to it. And we have a chair with helium balloons all around it. And we take a Polaroid photo of them. And often they'll go, no, 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 it's okay. Yeah. I need my photo taken. And we go, no, please, humour me. Let me take your photo. And what we do is we say to them, after we take this photo, we want you to remember that you're a beautiful person and that you really make a difference to other human beings. And so they get this Polaroid photo to take home. We say, put it on your fridge just to remind you. And we've heard before that some of them keep them on their fridge for years.
I love that.
And so, and then we have a goodie bag. And our supplier, who is Beautiful Environment, it's Davinus Products, they give
Are stunning, by the way.
Yeah, they are.
And
really
vegan.
Yeah, and they're all about saving the planet. They're just beautiful. We love them. They give us products and support us as well, so we give them a goodie bag to take away too. So, and balloons for the kids if they want them, that kind of thing. So that's kind of the kind of hour that they're there. And sometimes, I think last time we were talking, Heidi, some of them just – it's nice for them to connect that there's other mums there that are going through the same thing, because they can feel isolated.
I was going to ask you about that, Heidi, because it feels to me like, I mean, it's amazing to be pampered, but there is something about connecting with others who are having similar experiences, right?
Yes, totally. And even though on that day they might not sit down and chat with one of the other mums, they know that everyone else in the chair has a story.
Yeah.
And this year, actually, just the way it happened, a lot of the mums that were there had had baby loss. So, and that's a really hard conversation, you know, or it might be the first time that they've been out and about and having to sort of maybe tell their story. So DJ and the team are really good at, I don't know, like it's real easy conversation starter, isn't it? Normally just to go, hey, how are you? And
what
for
are you
these mums, you know, like, how's your day been? And for most of us, that's a really easy question to answer, and it's a real conversation starter. We do it by default. And so DJ and the team have learned that actually you need to be a little bit more gentle with your questioning, because some of the mums, it's really confronting to say, actually, I'm having a really rubbish morning because my baby died 2 months ago, and I'm still, you know, they're right in the midst of their grief, excuse me. So I think that's one of the other really important parts about the day, is that the team are really gracious and kind with their conversation, and let the person in the chair drive the conversation where they want it to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, and our team are on hand for if it does, you know, get a bit gnarly for the mum, not because of the team, but just because of her own
emotions
and where she's sitting.
Absolutely.
But I think it's, you know, so there's a couple of different aspects where the day is so important, because it is that tactile care. You know, a mum hasn't had that, the head massage, the attention, you know, they walk out looking gorgeous. But also, it might be their first time out since they've had a really significant change in their life. So it could be the diagnosis of you know, that they've received for their child, or, that they unfortunately didn't have a baby to take home with them.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, these mums deal with pretty grueling stuff. And so it's just such a lovely, kind thing to do.
And you've created a bit of a movement, when you look at who else is involved, right? Like, it's Colours has taken this leadership, which is amazing, but then you've brought on board, Care, you know, organisation and a local cafe, and, you know, so that you're pulling others together with you on this journey. So could you tell us a bit about who is involved and, Yeah.
Sure. Well, I suppose when we first did it, it was very much, as opposed to just us giving, it was who else also wants to be a part of it. And so when clients said, oh, can I do something? What can I do? And so if they can't actually physically take the day off and come in, then what they'll do is drop food off.
Yeah.
Or if people have different businesses around us, oh, can I give you some, you know, to put in the bag? It's like, of course. Like this year we've got a client who has the Three Monkeys popcorn. It's the kettle corn.
Nice.
Which is yummy.
Yum.
She gave us little bags to put in the goodie bags this year. So it's just like people want to give and people want to contribute as well. We have to be a little bit sensitive to the amount of people that are in the space.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You know, but yeah, so we do have our supplier and then the cafe as well that are supporting it. The one thing I wanted to say too, Holly, was, you know, when you look at the day, you kind of think that the main recipient is the person, the mum that's getting it. And even though we get to make that difference to 30 to 35 mums every year, I think one of the things I really wanted to say too is I talked to my team the other day and said, what do you guys get out of it?
Yeah.
You know, like after we do it, we have a debrief session the following day, and I said, how was it for you? And they all just said, look, we just love doing it. And I says, but why do you love doing it?
Mm.
And Dean turned around and he said, you know what? What I get is you have no idea what someone else is dealing with. And at the end of the day, I always say to myself, I am never, ever going to complain about anything ever again.
Yeah.
And Leonie said it was just so lovely to make this woman feel special, that a lot don't feel like they're deserving enough, and you can see they really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I just think it's just amazing to be able to, you're not just giving it to them, but we are the beneficiaries as well. We get so much out of it. And your heart is just full at the end of it. And sometimes you have these stupid little complaints in life.
Yeah.
And it makes you realize it's like, it's a really good leveler, you know?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And I'm thrilled that your team feel like they gain something from that experience too.
Yeah, we feel like we get just as much out of it as what the mums do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories from the mums about their experience of engaging us? Because I can imagine it's quite hard for some of them to even put themselves out there, right?
Oh, it totally is. And I think too, they're worried about the chat and what they're going to have to say, or it's just scary being out
in public.
And so, I don't know, we all deal with grief and loss differently. And so it is just how you turn up. But lots of them love it. And it's that first experience of, some kindness that they've had just out in the, out in the wide world. And that actually it's okay. They're going to be okay. Like they can do this. And we're there to support them. And then they see the kindness and feel the kindness from the team. So, it's huge for them. You know, we had a young mum this year who had her her baby boy die and just, has his soft toy with her. And so, it's really big to go out and do that. And I think it's just quite confronting for some of these people. And also, if you are leaving a child with a serious health condition at home, sometimes that's pretty tricky as well, because they are, it's hard to leave. They need a break. They actually know they need a break. But, they have to organise a carer or someone else to come in, or the dad stays at home, like takes a couple of hours off work so that mum can go in and do that, or vice versa. So it's, it's often just all those logistics in the background to actually get out of the door sometimes. Mm. And, so that's huge. And they're always so grateful, and because they get the intent behind it as well.
Yeah.
So, it's more than just the monetary value of having a haircut, which might not be possible for them in a tricky budget.
Yeah.
We all get that at the moment. So it's not just financially, but it's just, I think that what they gain from some little kindness that's not from our team, but from another team and people that don't even know them, I think that in itself and the ripple effect of that is really huge. So, we love it, AUDJ. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing what you guys do.
It is.
Can I just... You just made a comment, Heidi, about a mum bringing in a soft toy of her child. I have a client of mine who is part of a knitting group, and so I asked her the other day, I said, would you guys be interested in making some little toys? Because last year I'd knitted some toys and I had a friend. And she said, yeah, of course, my knitting group would love to. Let me ask them. Anyway, she messaged me back a day later and said, yep, we're all good. So I send her off some patterns and things like that. She came in for a haircut the other day. She's already dropped the first one off. It's like, it's okay, we only need about 20 toys.
That's awesome. Yeah,
right. So she said, look, we might make them for the next couple of years. But yeah, do you see the enthusiasm of people wanting to
give, don't they?
Want to give, and they often don't know how to. And because, as DJ said earlier, it's not always about funds. And, you know, don't get me wrong, we're a community-funded organisation, so so let's get real. The bucks are always very useful.
Yeah.
But it is those little gifts of kindness. And when, you know, someone, it's a easy thing that they can do is knit a garment or knit a toy, and that's something tangible that they can do and is going to be really useful. So, you know, it's not always about giving a lot, and as you say, you get a lot back. So sometimes it is about asking. You don't know how to help. But these conversations are really important, aren't they? Because then it just sparks something. You think, actually, I can do that, or I can cook a meal, or, offer something, a service. Yeah,
and it's non-profits, you know, it's really interesting. We love to have these relationships with businesses, but they don't necessarily happen a lot, but also not so naturally. And what I love about this, so sometimes we have, you know, banks that will go, we'll give a day, and so they'll go out and help with the garden. And you think, actually, you have a lot of skills with financial literacy and money. That would be quite helpful. What I love is that you've found something that is your skill set, like your ability, and you've connected with an entity that can really benefit from that. I love the alignment. The colours and true colours also it's just magic.
And I know that one of my team, he is at pains to say also that True Colours was not named after the Cyndi Lauper song. Definitely wasn't. It wasn't. It was gifted to us, actually, the name by Tim and Neil Finn from Split Ends.
Really?
Crowded House fame. So, yeah, they have an album and a song called True Colours. So
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, but also it just ties in because I think there's something about showing your true colours and, you know, so that synergy around that little saying and stepping up and, putting your best foot forward and showing your true colours for someone else is really lovely.
Yeah. So what about, I'm wondering from your perspective, DJ, about the message here, apart from just being a really good feel-good story, and it is a feel-good story. This is beautiful.
Thanks.
And I wish we had more that took this kind of leadership and just went out there in the world with it. So can you tell me what you want others to know about this?
Sure. Well, the reason why I want to kind of spread the story and share it is because I just have this idea. I can imagine what we could achieve with businesses in Hamilton or Waikato if everyone just took one day. I mean, there's 365 of them. And if everyone just donated one day in a whole year and gave back to their community, however they could, imagine what we could achieve, what kind of difference that we could make. And I just think that's a great thing. And as I was saying before, it's not only about the receiver when you're giving, but as the giver, you get a lot as well. And so personally, the feeling that you get is it's very grounding for us. You know, in the way about you're thinking about others and not just, you know, me and how's my life going, right? It gets you out of yourself. The other thing, it's a real leveler. It stops you worry about silly little things that don't matter.
Yeah.
You're working as a team with others towards something really, really great. And it just fills your heart and makes you happy. So why would you not?
Yeah.
So I really want to put the challenge out there to other businesses in Hamilton and Waikato for you to really think and inquire for yourself, what can you do? What do you do already? Like, tell us about what you do already. We'd love to know. And also, what can you do? So here's my challenge.
Yeah, I think that's marvellous. And I really hope we see some businesses take that up, because some are doing amazing things. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I love the commitment you've had with this too. This isn't just you thought about this and did it 1 year and moved on. Like, so you're saying 12 years?
I've had the business 12 years, and we went out on that first few months when we got together and we did it. And now when we sit down and plan our calendar at the beginning of the year, it's one of the first things that goes in.
And so what time of the year do you end up doing it?
It always seems to be September, October, around there. It's just because we've got a whole lot of other things in the year. So I was like, let's put it in there before it gets crazy. I mean, you've always got to avoid school holidays and putting it in between other who's on a holiday and who's not. We want the whole team in there.
So it's all of that. It does feel like a good time. Spring is also a good time, right? It's that feeling of change, that you get with spring too, and a bit of rebirth
Actually, Tony, I hadn't really thought about it like that, but of course it's, a chance to, we give the house a spring clean. So, let's do the same for ourselves. And, the mums, it's a freshen up and, it's something new for them and exciting.
And it's also True Colours has their
fundraiser,
the long lunch in the beginning of November, on Melbourne Cup Day on that Tuesday. So we always have to be sensitive around, can't be too close to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the long lunch, the Kerr and Ladbrook True Colours long lunch has been going for 17 years. Yeah, very good food. It's a huge day for us, hugely important. And, things like these. Collaborations with Colours Hair Company and the Long Lunch, it helps build our profile as well as it's not just all about fundraising all the time, but the Long Lunch in particular is totally all about fundraising. Yeah. This year through sponsorships and donations and a really generous team, we made over $200,000. So massive.
Wow.
Massive for us. Wow. I still feel completely overwhelmed when I say that.
That is incredible.
Yeah. And obviously we have a few costs to come out of that, but given the size of our event, we have 350 people attend on the day. It's pretty minimal. So I still think about that number and say it out loud. I hate to pinch myself because that's a significant part of our year's funding, and it's hugely important that we're seen to be doing our own fundraising as well, that it's not always just sort of a handout.
That's right.
That we're also, doing what we can to support ourselves.
Yeah. So generally, though, things are going well for you guys at True Colours?
Yeah. And look, it's busy and it's a challenging funding environment. And I guess it's that flip side, isn't it? Because when we're busy, it means that we've got new clients coming in. But then on the other hand, if we weren't here, we're a unique organisation. We're the only one of our kind throughout New Zealand. They wouldn't have that support, and we know how important it is, and it helps. One of our big mantras is supporting families to stand strong, and that's what we do. And then when businesses like DJs get in behind us, they're supporting us to stand strong. So I think that a thriving community supports the most vulnerable within it to stand strong. So, I think it's a fantastic thing you do, DJ. So thank you.
Yeah, well, and that's why we love the True Colours Children's Health Trust, going to their house and seeing what you do and the spaces you create to support, the mums and the husbands and the kids and everyone. It's just, we're just so aligned with all of their values. It just seemed like a natural connection. Yeah.
And in the last minute we've got, I do want to find out if people want to, if people need to connect with True Colours, how would they do that?
So they would ring us on 07 839 4800. You can look at our website, which is truecolours.org.nz, or you can email me, heidi@truecolours.org.nz. I'm the one on the other end of the email and the phone, and I'd love to chat to businesses and even put you in touch with DJ if you want to have a discussion about how your team could make some support look. Totally happy to have a conversation with anyone, eh?
Yeah.
And then to you, DJ, if people are like, this sounds awesome and I want to go to a hairdresser that supports good causes as well, how do people find you guys?
So we are at 11 Liverpool Street in Hamilton at the northern end of kind of Victoria Street. Or you can go online and have a look at us. The team's on there
And then I thoroughly recommend.
absolutely. We can recommend them as well.
Thank you very much.
So I just wanted to say thank you both very much for coming in today. This has been wonderful, and look forward to seeing this event thrive in the future.
Thanks so much, Holly, for having us.
You've been listening to Connect with Community Waikato, Free FM 89.0.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.